right. BA started up. Let's go to a show where we're rocking all night. I got an army, wanna party with 30 extra guys from the dusk to dawn till our minds are gone. Hang out with hangovers and hit up a con. Houston, Texas, are you feeling the love from a giant rocket ship coming down from above? Well,
Space City Nerd.
Don't you know, well,
Space City Nerd.
That's right, we're the kings and the queens of the things that you deem absurd. Sing it with me, y'all.
Space City Nerd.
All right, nerdcore.
Got that.
Chip tune.
Got that.
Read the magazine to check out the podcast. Action figures.
Got that.
Board games.
Got that.
TV shows and video games. Yeah, we got that. Take flight on a broken satellite. All right.
Hello and welcome to the 85th edition of the Space City Nerd Podcast. We're 15 away from that magic 100, which I really don't know what that means. It's going to be another show. Jesus tonight, and alongside with Sean, Rex, and Ryan.
Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Hey. So, sorry, guys, I'm ERPing in Guild Wars 2 right now, so I'll be...
And I, too, am ambiguous about the meaning of the number 100.
Yeah, I also am ERPing. Is that you? I think I'm talking to you, Ryan.
Is your name Yellow Jacket 1457?
No, I'm sorry.
Ah.
What's my ERP?
Name, erotic role playing.
Oh.
it's the 2015 way of saying cyber.
Okay. Yeah, that never somehow that didn't make it into my lexicon. I guess I missed that class.
No,
at college.
I'm Kinky Chub Bear, 1984 version.
Oh, you're over there. Gosh, damn it. Okay.
We haven't touched E-peens yet, don't worry. So let's do a weekly roundup. Sean, anything going on?
Nothing. I mean, just doing more Moss Runner, of course. And I've actually, to kind of get myself prepared, there's like a new 3DS game called Puzzles and Dragons coming out, so I downloaded Puzzles and Dragons on my phone.
Oh man, I used to play that so
I think
much.
I hate myself, and what? I think I hate my phone, because it's like, I don't know if it's fun. I just don't know.
You just have to win.
Yeah,
right?
How do you play it?
And spend money sometimes.
I don't know. Like, you matched three things.
It's like Honey Pop, but with like monsters.
And then there's like numbers, and I think there's like a way to, you know, kind of use strategy, but I don't believe that. Actually,
you can fuse your monsters and stuff, and it makes different orbs appear. If I remember correctly, it's been a while since I played it, like over a year. But
right? I think you're right, but I also don't think you're right. Like, you could be both. I mean, it's an iPhone. It's a phone game, so it's kind of like all bets are off.
Wait, Rex, did you just say spend money sometimes?
I may have spent money on Puzzle and Dragons about a year and a half ago. It was only like $2, but...
I may have spent like $1 to buy a magic stone. And the magic stone... It was like, okay, so they operate as like continues if you die in the middle of a dungeon. So it's like, you have to really, I guess, have a good team of monsters, or else you're using magic stones and then you're paying for money and all that good stuff. And it's just, like I said, I play it, and then thank God there's like, you can't like play for too long and it makes you stop.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know.
Well,
I don't know, man.
Unless they changed it, you can pay more money to keep going after your time runs out.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be like the video game guy sometimes. It's just like, no. I didn't play Mortal Kombat yet. I didn't.
I played Mortal Kombat.
Do any of that? It's just like they're good. Sitting at home. I'm staring at them. And it's just like, nah. I'm gonna play Puzzles and Dragons.
Well, the other day,
and
that,
then I'm gonna
that
sit in the garage and huff.
And
just see carbon dioxide.
Well, no, the day I went to, we went to go to Neil's, you were playing the Adventure Capitalists on your phone.
Yes.
Oh man, Sean's now a phone
gamer.
God,
I've been playing that too.
You're
hey
a
guys,
casual.
I hear
get out of here, dirty casual.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna go in the corner and drink antifreeze.
So Rex, what about you?
I've been playing Adventure Capitalists, like we were just talking about. I'm at. They launched the Moon expansion like, this week, so I got to the moon pretty instantly, because I was already pretty much in the post-game of, like, normal Adventure Capitalist, and...
What is Adventure Capitalist? Just
it's cookie clicker, but not as interesting, and on your phone, and also you pay money for things sometimes.
You don't pay
it's,
money
it's basically after Rex, the guy who invented cookie clicker should sue.
Yeah.
How much did you spend on this one, Rex?
I've only spent $1 on Adventure Capitalist.
Okay.
So, Puzzle and Dragons, like, now that I'm thinking about it, like, when we were talking about it, I was like, I only spent $2. No, it was probably closer to about 10 to 15 last year when I was playing it, but, or a year and a half ago, whenever it was. I don't remember. I've spent money on iPhone games, and it makes me sad. But yeah, I know, Adventure Capitalist, and then I was like, I've got to bust myself out of my Adventure Capitalist rut, so... The last couple days, I've been playing a lot of bullet hell chumps on MAME. I've gotten really into Moochie Moochie Pork and
Redeeming yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're way less casual now.
Yeah, yeah, it's like from one end of the spectrum to the other.
I think bullet hell shooters are the least casual of all games.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, like, right after the record of the show last week, the day right after, I got super sick with, like, a tremendous cold, and I didn't even go to work, so I just stayed around at home, and I'm like, all right, sweet, I'm gonna play video games, but that's how sick I was, where I didn't even want to play video games.
Yeah.
I just really didn't want to do anything. One of the nights, though, I had a high fever, and I turned on my PlayStation 4, and I played WWE 2K15.
Oh, yeah.
And so I ended up making The Miz... who's, like, one of these kind of jokish wrestlers in the real WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could... Yeah, I mean he's... He's not... He's like, well, not, like, main event
affair. He's, you know, that, like, he's that level of heel that could get a pie thrown on his face.
Yeah. So, I went ahead and made him champion for all my belts in there. And then I was satisfied with my evening and passed out. But then on the weekend... I went to the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles to celebrate Mother's Day with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually kind of fun. Aside from them having, like, an awesome pool and stuff like that, I went downstairs to the casino, and there's so much, like, licensed stuff there. They had a Dungeons & Dragons machine.
What?
They had a 1960s, like, Adam West Batman, like, super uber machine. What else did they have? They had a Michael Jackson, Flintstones. They had a Gremlins machine, which I was like, I put in one coin, I won $12. I'm like, okay. and then they also had a... I sent Ryan a picture of this. They had, like, meme casino
games.
That
was awful. Wait, what? Wait, yeah. I never got a picture of this. I need to see these meme.
Okay, so
they're like,
one of them.
They're like crap me. They're not even fool me.
Yeah. It's not like you know, Rage Face or whatever or anything like that.
Is it like Milhouse?
No. One was called Corgi Cash.
Oh God.
And it had a picture of, like, a corgi, and you would win and stuff like that. And then there was another one called OMG Kittens.
Oh no. Oh, no.
And that one was... It was funny because Jen went with me, and she sat down and played it. And, like, she ended up winning, like, quite a bit. I mean, she got her money back and all that, and that we had been losing.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Mr. Bubbles, or no, Mr. Whiskers and stuff.
Man.
They have, like, basically all the... a lolcat machine, right?
Yeah. That was basically what it is.
It would be really great if they made a Poo Poo Pepe slot machine that when you... put a coin in, it just, like, crapped all over you, and then it was, like, presented by Konami, world's premier slot machine.
That's like a really dank meme. Most of the people on the internet don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
I saw this other Konami game. It was called Silent Hills.
Yeah.
And Norman Reedus voiced it. Apparently it was directed by Hideo Kojima.
Beautiful.
No, and I'm serious. Konami is probably looking into that market because... Every time I go, like, I've been to the casino, they have, like, these... Like, Konami has some of the nicest machines out there.
Yeah, and from what I was reading, there's about to be this big thing. I forgot where it is exactly, but a big part of Asia is about to legalize gambling, like, big time. And the big theory right now is that Konami is going to go full bore into that market, turn a lot of their gems into casinos, and just go, like, completely full bore into, like, video slots and pachinko and things of that
nature. So that Silent Hill slot machine that we were talking about last time may actually happen?
Possibly. Like, yeah. I would be surprised if it didn't.
There's
going to be a slot machine where if you mess up, Lisa's going to come and jump scare you.
Oh, good God. You're
going to kill a lot of old people, but it's going to be hilarious.
Also, as a craft beer fan, the casino did not have much to give me.
Yeah.
I had to go to, like, some outside restaurant. Inside of the casino building, there was a restaurant that had, like, a Bita, and I'm like, okay. And then I found this bar area in the inside of the actual casino, and I found out that if they see me gaming, mm-hmm. I can get, like, free, like, Samuel Adams Rebel IPA just poured.
Oh, neat.
So I was just, like, drinking free IPAs the whole time. And then after that, I went and had, like, lunch at this really awesome Louisiana place, and then I stopped by. Guys, I have some awesome Louisiana beers, too. Mm. Like, stuff that we can't find around here. So we'll have some of those at maybe a Comic Palooza. I'll bring some with me.
Sweet.
Ryan?
A few things. I saw Ex Machina, which is an awesome movie. I don't want to talk too much about it because it feels like talking a little bit about it is very spoilerific.
What's the premise?
It's about a guy who gets picked to do a Turing test on a robot who is super lifelike. Name's Ava. Looks like a woman. There's a lot of twists and turns to it, and you will not see it. I didn't see it coming. You think one way, and they're like, "Oh, this is going to be the twist." It's very subtle, very well acted. Oscar Isaac, he's Nathan. He's kind of the guy who invented the AI, and then Domhnall Gleeson, he's the programmer that I got picked. I think both of them are going to be in Star Wars, so that's really cool. I highly recommend for y'all to watch, everyone to watch that. Ex Machina, great movie. I came in without any expectations, and it's well acted, well paced. I think it's one of my favorite movies, sci-fi movies this year.
Oh, go ahead.
I saw also before the movie I played, I spent $3 to play the battle pod thing on Star Wars.
Oh man, how was it?
It was so good. I failed the rebels because I did not stay on target, and I wasn't able to shoot the exhaust port of the Death Star.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was getting really sick in there. By that time,
but aren't you all about, like, space battles? You realize that if there were a space battle today, you would fail it now?
Yeah. Because I am not the last starfighter. I like watching them, but I am not the last starfighter. If aliens came down and then they were like, "You're the last starfighter," I'd be like, "Lol, what?" And then I'll be inside a spaceship and push that button where you spin around and explode things. I will be just like, it'll be full of vomit. The aliens will come in there and it's just going to be green with vomit. It's going to be amazing. I like that movie, actually. But yeah, no, it was fun. But the thing is, give it a year. But, like, you know, like, people always say, it's like, yeah, everything's in consoles, but the arcades are always trying to keep up with things that you cannot offer in the house, in the household. When next year, when the Oculus Rift, the Vive, and everything else comes out, that's done.
No, I have to disagree. I played it, like, two or three times.
Yeah.
The scale of that thing, and actually, I mean, it's one thing to have something in your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, press close, making it seem like VR.
Yeah.
But those screens and, you know, the fact that you could put the overlay of the X-Wing on it.
That's cool, too.
Yeah. It just makes it completely different.
Yeah, but couldn't they simulate that, though, too? I mean, if they can do one-to-one head tracking and total immersion, all you need is the joysticks and kind of a good chair, you're good.
I don't know. I really think, you know, seeing something naturally with your eye in that scale. I mean, it's still a trick to tell you, hey, you know, you're seeing these giant space battles in this, like, small space.
Yeah.
But it's still, I guess, the you being inside of a cockpit that is different.
We'll have to agree to disagree because I have high hopes for VR. I really, really
do.
Me
too.
So I'm hoping, but we'll see. But I mean, there's a Top Gun one too, which I haven't got to. I saw it at Dave and Buster's, but I didn't get to play it.
I have to play that one.
Yeah, there's two. There's Top Gun and then Star Wars, and you know, I guess one's in space, one's in the air. Lastly, I also I've been playing Wolfenstein, the Old Blood. Been enjoying it. I think the New Order is a criminally underrated game. People kind of passed over it. It's really good. The action, I mean, sneaking around feels like the it's machine games. The people who used to be called Starburst Studios, made the Riddick. Starbreeze, yeah. Thank you, Rex. They made the Riddick games with the first Riddick, nice stealth action, which they kept in Wolfenstein, and great gunplay. It's just it feels better to shoot Nazis than to shoot Nazis with, like, in Call of Duty or in Halo. I can't really put it into words, but I like the way the gunplay is in Wolfenstein. Also, double shotguns. What the hell?
Nice, yeah. Real quick, going back, if you guys want to play that Star Wars BattlePod thing, it is at Dave and Buster's. If you're more on the south side, Main Event has it also in Clear Lake.
I played it at the movie, the Marquee.
Okay, well, the Marquee has it too, so there you go. It's, got options.
Yeah, just $3. Yeah, I was standing there in front of the machine pumping like $3 and just watching the, I had like 12 coins in my hands. And
well, Main Event has it for two, like 25.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's 12 tokens to play, 8 tokens to continue.
Nice.
I'm like, wow, it's so expensive.
But it was worth it.
It was worth it. It was worth for the experience. I would do it again. This time I will not miss the freaking exhaust port.
Also, Ryan, yesterday, Jen sat down and did something that I've been asking you to do for a long time. She watched The Guest.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to. Let me borrow your DVD and I'll watch it.
You know what? Let's watch it at Comic Palooza.
All right.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Like, Jen watched it, and the whole time she was, like, at the edge of her seat. Mm-hmm. Like, she was confused halfway through the movie because she's like, what is going on? And when everything, like, put into place, like, her mouth was over her hand the whole time. It was really cool. All
right. Well,
nice. That's a good sound of a good movie.
Yeah.
It is.
With that, though, I want y'all to watch It Follows, which has the same girl in The Guest.
But I heard that was, like, a really bad movie, though.
Fuck that. That's a fantastic movie.
All right, we'll do that. So, speaking of movies again.
You know what's not going to be good?
The Gem movie.
Yeah.
The trailer came out. Look, I am up all for equality. I'm so happy that this Gem trailer is coming out. Because, you know, if this is, like, a movie that's marketed towards girls, if we can call it that way, it fails horribly, and it's probably as bad as, like, the first G.I. Joe movie, which was marketed to boys.
Yeah, it's
at least, though, like, the G.I. Joe
was
movie
kind of, there was, like, some shirtless Channing Tatum in there.
Yeah, and at least, like, the G.I. Joe movie kind of at least vaguely kept the feel of, like, G.I. Joe as an action franchise. The hell this Gem movie is supposed to be, it needs more Gem. Like, there's no, like, I think a Gem trailer, and it needs to be at least slightly outrageous, and this was not outrageous at all. This was boring and sad.
This is something that's gonna, that you could do, like, on the Disney Channel.
Yeah,
it looks like a Disney Channel movie. Okay, yeah. Okay, I have to jump in here. What is Gem?
So,
like, I've started seeing all this shit popping up in the past, like, couple months, and I have no idea.
Gem is a cartoon from the 80s that is basically about, it's vaguely Magical Girl-esque, so these girls have a rock, or it's more of like a synth pop kind of band called Gem and the Holograms. And they play music, they go on adventures, they do charity work, they have an arch-nemesis
band.
Like
Habitat for Humanity?
Yeah, essentially. But, like, pop stars, very, like, very glam and, like, exciting.
But does she literally have any superpowers?
Of music.
Yeah, music.
Music is their superpowers.
Yeah,
it's like a sci-fi guitar kind of superpower.
It's kind of like Minmay in Robotech, how she like makes everybody like cry with her pretty songs, except for a whole show vaguely based around that concept, but not really. And there's like action, and she's got like her rival band, the Misfits, with Danzig.
What's the action? Is she hitting people with her guitar?
It's an 80s show with a bunch of glam, like bright colors. They go on adventures.
Is Sailor Moon, but you know she actually did.
But Sailor Moon is not bad. It's great.
Yeah,
yeah. It's,
so this I mean, was never good.
Yes, it was good.
It was.
It's okay. I know a lot. Most people I know that are still really into.
What channel did it come on?
Yeah, I watched it first as an adult with other people that watched it first as an adult. It was syndicated, and now it's on. I don't think it's on Netflix anymore, but it was on Netflix for a while. I watched it for the first time as an adult with other adults, and the camp value of it was what made it the most fun.
Okay.
I'm a Josie and Pussycats girl, though. I really love those Josie.
Yeah, and I expected, like, a gym movie when they said they were going to make a live-action gym. I was like, oh, cool. All they really have to do is, like, remake the Josie and the Pussycats movie from the early 2000s.
Terror, dude.
Yeah,
But was it, like, I mean, if they would have gone the Josie and the Pussycats route where it was kind of, I want to say kind of, like, blandish action, but still more following what Josie and the Pussycats were, would that be okay?
It would suit Jim more than this whole like YouTube celebrity and I've got angst and I'm sad stuff that we're seeing. And
well, I think they're going, you know, the studios felt kind of threatened because you know, they needed a YouTube celebrity kind of movie going because Smosh the movie is also coming out.
Smosh has having a movie.
Yeah.
All right, fine, whatever. We're gonna have PewDiePie the movie next, and the Markiplier play. It's gonna be.
Oh awesome. God, Shane Dawson made a movie like a year ago, and apparently it's really.
He's still around.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You know, what's driving me crazy. It's just like on Hulu Plus. There's like they're running commercials for YouTube channels now. On Hulu Plus.
Yeah, I keep seeing commercials for the My Drunk Kitchen.
Oh, yeah,
what are they selling? Where is this internet money going?
I was watching My Drunk Kitchen, and I'm like, this is not helpful. You are ruining your meal. This is not... I am not understanding what you want me to do.
I've never been a fan of that particular show.
Rewinding back, I was playing a Robotech game, and it was fantastic, and I was changing it to planes and attacking. But there was one level where Minmay was singing through the whole entire level. It was the worst level of the game.
No, Minmay is fucking awesome. She's a goddess.
I'm like, stop.
And they are, like, because I just heard you say, Sean, why don't they make that movie? There is going to be live-action Robotech for real this time, apparently. One of the guys that directed one of the Fast and the Furious movies, I think, is attached to it now.
So Tobey Maguire was like, trying to fall out of a building?
I hope so.
Into, like, an airplane, and then it's going to turn into an airplane inside that airplane, and then fly away.
Oh,
wearing airplane as a jacket. Like an airplane jacket.
Now that I'm thinking about it, just for sheer comedic value and fanboy tears, I would watch a Robotech reboot that is in the style of this gym reboot and Pitch Perfect, where it's all about, like, Minmay.
And that would
be beautiful.
And the whole war with the Zentradis in the background.
The Zentradis are, like, YouTube swatters and stuff that just record her videos and make her, like, troll her and stuff online.
How about Rick Hunter and all those guys? What are they going to be doing?
Yeah.
All right, so general consensus, gem trailer,
yeah.
Not outrageous.
There's so much that could be done with, like, a gem live-action movie, too.
They didn't even play any of their music. They could have played some of their music. They could have been like, it's really outrageous, and then they'll be all, that's all we needed.
Yeah, I'm like,
do you know the names of the Jim and the Hologram songs?
Well, Jim is my name, and I'm truly outrageous.
Okay.
Yes, Jim is truly outrageous.
Like, did they ever have enough songs to like actually release an album?
I don't think so. Did they?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Like, if I wanted to get into Gem and the Holograms. Is there like an album I could download? Is skip the music? Just watch the action.
I've seen one, and I'm looking at a album. Yeah. Oh no, yeah,
I don't know. Well,
help me find my Gem and the Hologram way.
I do like Freeze Pop's cover of Gem and the Hologram.
Yeah,
Okay, I know Freeze Pop.
I found a SoundCloud playlist actually of the music from Gem and the Holograms.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh, God, and now it's playing in my speakers.
Oh God!
You know who's my favorite hologram that can sing is Hatsune Miku.
Me too. Also, that's the other thing I forgot to mention. I've been playing a whole lot of Project Diva.
Well, I'm gonna hope like the trailers are hiding a lot more.
Than
what we see, or maybe like the studio see the backlash on this one and kind of switch it up last minute. Kind of like
music
what
trailer?
They
yes.
Kind of like what they did with G.I. Joe 2, where like, oh, we have to re-record because we need more shirtless Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
And then they essentially made a whole movie out of shirtless Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
That was so weird. I haven't even heard of a movie getting delayed like that, not like a game.
Yeah, that was really bizarre.
So moving along.
I just add real quick? I really thought you were going to say your favorite hologram was Tupac.
Yeah. Hatsune Miku and Tupac did to, you know, do a mashup.
Okay. Project Diva 3 starring Tupac.
So for fans of classic video games, Bloodstained is a new Kickstarter that's going on right now. It's basically the new Castlevania before it became Metroidvania. So, you know,
Metroidvania.
Oh wait, backwards.
They're building it an Igavania because they can't really use Metroid, and Igavania is pretty, like, interchangeable in, like, Castlevania fandom lexicon.
Yeah. Yeah, I can agree with that.
So, I mean, I think it's already, like, at 1,500,000.
It broke 1.4 million in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's funny is, like, the guy's boasting about how he's going to create this and all that, but he only was associate producer for, like, two of the Castlevania games that were, like, Metroidvania style. Yeah.
No, that guy, he has been working on, like, he directed Symphony of the Night.
Let me see. I'll pull it up
and show you. Right?
Igarashi started off working on Tokimeki Memorial, and then they gave him Symphony of the Night, like, in the PS1.
He's the Konami dude in all the photos that always has, like, the cowboy hat, right?
No, that's, you're thinking Tak Fuji. Igarashi. Let me pull up his
like kind of uniquely great about Konami. It's just like they had developers with like personalities. Like there's the guy that with the hat.
Yeah.
And then Igarashi is the dude with the whip.
Yeah, he has the whip and he looks kind of like Alucard. Pretty much. His first game was Detonate Twinbee, and then he graduated eventually doing Yeah, he did. He's responsible for a lot of the shittier Castlevanias too, like the PS2 ones. But his first Castlevania game, he was assistant director of Symphony of the Night after being listed under Special Thanks and then in credits of Rondo of Blood. And then he's responsible for all of the Game Boy Advance
Castlevania
since.
He gets jazz snaps for that.
Yeah.
He produced some of the art. What's his name? The guy with the hair.
Aria of Sorrow.
No, yeah. Soma Cruz.
He did all the Soma Cruz games. He did.
Portrait of a Ruin.
Yeah, it looks like the only Game Boy Advance one that he wasn't associated with was that first one that was a launch title.
Yeah. So I mean,
Harmony of Dissonance. No.
He also did Oda Medius.
Oda Medius.
Yeah.
Excellent. I remember that. Yeah. I mean, It's funny because I never thought of myself as a Castlevania fan, but then I look back of all... I played a shit ton of Castlevania, and I really, really like it. So, and looking at the list of his work done, I'm really excited about Bloodstained.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Like, I replay Symphony of the Night once a year at least, and Rondo of Blood. I managed to make it a really long time for some reason without playing any of the Game Boy Advance ones, but I rectified that when I got my Wii U because they have multiple consoles. So
yeah, I've played all of the Game Boy Advance ones.
Yeah, they're really good, and I'm down for more with this time with HD graphics, actual HD graphics, not like that one that they did Remix. A few years ago where it was like that weird multiplayer like.
Oh, the fighting game one?
Yeah, Harmony of HD.
Not Judgment, Harmony of Despair. That's what it was called.
Yeah, Harmony of Despair.
Oh, I didn't play that.
I'm looking forward to an actual new HD, like Castlevania by Igarashi that's not in 3D. And
yeah, that seems pretty cool. And Bloodstained is like such a metal title, you know? It's like. Yeah.
Bloodstained.
Oh. It's one of the best bodily fluids to be stained.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm happy, though. Like, I've been seeing. You know, like Mega Man got canceled, or basically Capcom doesn't care about Mega Man anymore, so Mighty No. 9 comes out, and then Rare, they've been pummeled down into the ground, so they do the ukulele Kickstarter, and so now, you know, we get a new Castlevania out of it, too.
Yeah, it's
funny. Can we get a new fucking Star Tropics?
Whoever made Star Tropics needs to start a Kickstarter now.
Dude, Nintendo's too busy with amiibos.
Don't they still? What if they had some Star Tropics amiibos?
I'm gonna laugh. I would just cry because I would never see them.
I'm gonna laugh so hard if this is the year when that leaked Star Tropics by Retro like actually gets unveiled. It's not gonna happen. I'm pretty sure that either got canceled or wasn't happening in the first place. But man, that was a really like strong like leak.
Yeah,
where that was all over
like,
the
place. That should have been like. An indication for them to be like, maybe we should do some of this. No, it's like, you know, and they got, you know, Splatoon, which looks fun, and then Mario Maker, which is selling for $60.
And really? That's Mario Maker?
Yeah.
Mario Maker is going to be $60. $60, make your own Mario levels, please.
I don't know. Like, they were saying, like, it had so much replayability and so much expandability on it.
Well, of course it is, because it's just, like, it's just a Mario tile set.
But it's a bunch of them.
Yeah,
It's not like you're getting Little Big Planet, where it's just one aesthetic, just one graphic setting. You know, you're getting.
Hey, you can change the graphics on Little Big Planet. I could fit every single NES Mario game on my phone, and still have space
whatever
for
casual
puzzles and dragons.
Get out of here,
casual. you and your adventure dragon thing, whatever.
Go back to tell me that it's great that they have all those sprites. Come on, man.
Go back to 8-bit. Playing Candy Crush, Sean. Let's go.
Like, that's why they're getting into smartphones. It's like you're going to sell $60 Mario Maker on Wii U. 2 years later, it's going to be the same game on smartphones. Hey, $2.99 to buy this tile set.
It's going to control like shit with touchscreen, though. So
they don't care.
Just saying.
Nintendo don't care.
I'm
a soothsayer, son.
I'm a Nintendo drone, so I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
Sigo, did you get on the Splatoon kind of like beta thing that they had going?
I was not here.
No.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They didn't tell anybody
shit about
it. Well,
there was one Friday night that we missed because we were playing. We were playing
Friday Night Gaming.
Yeah, we were doing Friday Night Gaming, but they had another one on Saturday, another one on Sunday afternoon. I missed them all too. So.
Yeah. Well, Friday Night Gaming last week was worth it too. Though we had a lot of fun this time.
Yeah.
So
you know what I need to happen though? People from Technos Japan got defunct in the mid-90s. Need to kickstart a new River City Ransom and Super Dodgeball.
So I'm going to make you real sad, Ryan. I'm going to find the video. Not right now, but I'm going to find the video.
Oh, no.
So the company, they're called Miracle Kids now, but they're the people that worked on the old Kunio-kun games like back in the 80s and 90s. They own the rights to those characters now, and they have been making new games in that series for the past 3 to 4 years, but only a couple of them have come out in America, and none of them are the ones that play like River City Ransom. There is actually one that came out last year on PS3 that was a straight-up like sequel with HD graphics. And by HD graphics, I mean they kept the old sprites, but it had like HD backgrounds and it was all like 3D and stuff. It looks super cool.
Is kickstart a new River City Ransom made by Americans for Americans?
Yes. Well, that happened
for America.
That happened 2 years ago, and that's coming out this year finally.
Okay, so I was gonna say we could make one based out of Houston instead of River City Ransom. We call it Baytown Brawlers.
Yeah, no, River City Ransom Underground comes
out.
No, we could do River Oaks Ransom.
Oh, God. Oaks Ransom.
Bay Area. Yeah. Bay Area beat 'em up.
Oh,
no, if I had to get like one game done as a Kickstarter, Total Overdose 2. I needed that to come back like from out of the grave.
Did you play Chilicon Carnage?
Yes, I did. That was like Total Overdose 1 was amazing.
You weren't offended by the Mexican stereotypes?
No, not really, because they were kind of true. Well, I mean, I know when to have a good laugh. There,
yeah, I know.
It wasn't like them making super fun. It was just adding stereotypes that weren't, I don't know, they weren't astronomical stereotypes where it was like so blatant and so racist.
Yeah. I like Chilicon. I told Overdose also. I was kind of in the kick where I'm like, I want more games like Max Payne. And it was kind of like Max Payne. So I like
that. Yeah, that's better. Why I played it like way back when.
Yeah. So we've run into a very long first segment. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. Long. Exactly. We can't stop. This is a last straw from our guest Only Beast. This is off their Live at Natsuo album. They're going to be performing at Comic Palooza. Check this out, and we'll be right back after it.
I'm
So that was the last straw off of Only Beasts' Live at Knoxville album. And tonight we have John Salinas, drummer for Only Beast, joining us tonight. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Oh, no, I'm just hanging around and everything. But tell us a little bit about Only Beast, just like, you know, a little bit of the history, the sound, and, you know, what the band is about.
Okay. Well, we're a three-piece band, and, you know, it's myself and Pete. We played in some previous bands back in the day. We played in some experimental instrumental bands for a while. And then with this new band, with Only Beast, we wanted to add a vocal component. So we have Danielle in there, and she's our lead person. And you know, our live performances are really cool. You know, Pete, he plays a guitar, but he also plays a Roland bass pedal with his feet. So he's playing both bass and guitar at the same time. So that's pretty interesting. That's awesome. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We carry over a lot of those experimental, you know, rock tendencies that we had in the old band, and then we kind of make it a little bit more user friendly, and with Danielle doing vocals. So it's kind of like a, you know, we mostly just say it's rock music, but you know, kind of like a post punk rock or progressive rock elements in there.
So, I mean, like, inspirations for the new sound when Only Beast came around could be considered.
Yeah, we're really into Led Zeppelin. We like this band called Quasi. We're really into them. Explosions in the Sky is a big influence. This band called Deerhoof. We recently saw them at Walters. And Clutch is a huge influence, too. The metal band Clutch. I've always been a huge fan of Tool, and Danny Carey is probably one of my favorite drummers of all time. You know, when I was learning how to play drums, I spent a lot of times watching videos of him and kind of learning a lot of Tool songs just for fun, just to kind of work on my chops. So he's a huge influence for me when in my drumming and the, you know, the quality that I bring to that.
When I used to learn how to drum, I just prayed that I was keeping the beat and everything. I'm serious. When I learned to drum, it took me about a week and a half to finally get something going. And then I was like, it just came out of nowhere.
Right. So. Well, I did band drums for a long time. So I was like a band nerd, and, you know, I mostly just did concert band. I didn't really start playing drum set until way later. I was just mostly doing like concert band stuff, marching band stuff. And then, you know, I started playing drum set later, with some friends, you know, to be in a garage band or something like that. But, yeah, you know, getting over that initial hurdle is usually tough, but once you get it, it kind of just becomes second nature.
No. Yeah. Well, you're lucky you were able to have the band experience and all that. Mine was a couple of friends like, hey, we need a drummer. We have a show in a week. Do you know how to drum? No. Do you want to drum? Okay.
that's usually how it works out. But, you know, I've met a lot of drummers, other drummers that we play with, other bands that we play with that we've become friendly with. And, you know, you don't have to have that music background to be a great drummer. You know, a lot of people are just, they can pick it up by ear very naturally. So, you know, I think drums are great, and anybody can learn how to play them. I think, like, even, you know, Rock Band, when that was a thing, you know, for a while, I think that you could get some, you know, pretty good drum skills just from the Rock Band and just working on that for a little bit.
Yeah. No, and, you know, Rex, he's a musician as well and everything, and I'm pretty sure what he's dying to know. He didn't want to say it or anything, but are one of your influences Imagine Dragons? Because he hates Imagine Dragons.
God damn it.
I'm not familiar with that band, Imagine.
All right.
So okay, that's good. That's good.
You are so lucky, because, yeah.
What is that band? Is that like a popular band right now? That
Yeah, they're one of those quote-unquote, like, alternative bands, and they're, like, that really, like, neutered, like, folk rock kind of thing, except for sometimes they have, like, they have, like, some dubstep, like, things happening, and it's really just... It's not good music. Like, it's really, really
they
terrible.
They play the theme song to League of Legends, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I'm not familiar with that, but I'll, I'll probably continue to avoid that.
Yeah, don't even bother. Don't even bother looking it up.
So who else on the podcast are musicians?
Not me.
Yeah, I think just me and Jesus.
My extensive talent pretty much begins and ends at Rock Band.
Oh, okay. So Rock
Band. I have no rhythm unless it's on a DDR machine. So
right. So Rex, what do you play?
I had a little bit of everything except for drums, pretty much. I mostly play guitar and bass. I started with bass, like, when I was a teenager.
Great. So. And then you're a drummer?
I drum, and then I, like, do keyboards, too.
Oh, that's awesome. See, I wish I could do keyboards. That's a percussive skill that I never really picked up, was playing piano or keyboards, and I kind of wish I had done that, but... I guess I could always go back and try to figure it out.
I think he's trying to recruit us into a band, Rex.
what would we call our band just based on this interaction right here?
Imagine Dragons.
Imagine
Dragons. Imagine Dragons.
I had a dream one time
that there was a band that was called Imagine Dragons too, and they got really big. From a cover of Start Today by the Gorilla Biscuits, but they did it as, like, a adult alternative, like, 90s kind of song, and it actually wound up being worse than Imagine Dragons 1.
You said a lot of words in that sentence that make me think that you're a musician.
Or just a music snob, you know?
Yeah, we're that.
John, what's your name suggestion?
What's my name suggestion for the band? What about Imagine Dragon Slayer? That would be pretty good.
I like it.
I was thinking Emojin, because we could have, like, a, you know, poppy, like, feminine feel, like Emojin Heap. And then Dragoons.
Oh, okay. I remember that band.
Emojin Dragoons. And we can, like, play some video game covers as well.
Yeah, so you be 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me like you love me more.
Video game covers. I've always been a fan of the Mega Man music. I don't know if that's if y'all know the
old school
NES Mega Man music was.
Oh, yeah, we love that stuff.
Yeah.
So, let me give you a little secret. In July, we haven't even announced this, but in July there will be a video game cover band that we're going to be bringing in from. I believe they're from Austin, called Bitforce.
Yeah, oh, that sounds awesome.
So keep it on the DL. Also to people that are listening to it. Keep it on the DL.
Hey, guys, on the internet, keep it on the DL.
It's between you and me, internet.
I'm sure the internet's good about keeping stuff on the DL.
Yeah.
Hey, as a musician, did you watch the new Gem and the Holograms trailer? We were just talking about this.
Oh no, but I saw the link for it. I actually do want to watch it just to see what it is, but I haven't yet. How terrible is it?
Wait, hold on. You know what we're gonna do? I'm gonna pause the recording. You're gonna go watch it. It's 2 minutes long.
Okay.
And then I want to hear your reaction.
Okay, great.
All right. So pausing the recording now.
Oh.
All right. So John just watched it.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you so much for exposing me to that. I probably could have avoided that a little longer, but I was done when it said from the people that brought you Pitch Perfect. I was done at that point. But I don't know. I mean, it looks pretty dumb. It looks pretty dumb, and I think they missed out on an opportunity. I didn't see her spin around and turn into Gem at any point. You know, that would have been pretty cool.
How can you judge a full movie with one trailer? You don't know if the misfits are hidden in there.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You don't know if the actual holograms are in there.
I just feel like they missed an opportunity to make them a rock band. Like they could have done something cool if they would have been like a.
What are you talking about? That's rock. What she was playing.
Yes.
No, it was very just poppy, and I don't know. That's a missed opportunity to me. They could have made that a cool like punk movie, or try to inspire little girls to play rock and roll, you know, instead of
just... You don't want to inspire little girls, don't you?
I like how they put one video on YouTube and then the biggest record label wants to sign them. That's pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, Sean and I are not musicians. That's how you get music done, geez. Right?
I thought that was the only thing standing between me and instant fame.
Yeah, I guess so. You just put a video on YouTube of somebody singing and then their biggest record label wants to.
I thought I was just gonna sit in front of my desk and sing a cover of Cups with a cup. And then,
Brian, I'll be your manager. I'll be your manager. I'll put it on YouTube for you.
Yes,
and I'll get 20%.
Did you guys see how? did you guys see who's doing like the soundtrack for them and all that?
No, I didn't. Who the
Imagine Dragons?
Oh, good God!
I do like Juliet Lewis though. I like seeing Juliet Lewis do something. I haven't seen her in a couple years, I don't think.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, no good, right?
No, I was just it's a missed opportunity to me.
Okay, good, because we had a big rant about it earlier that none of us liked it. Yeah. So if you would have liked it, we would have beaten you up because we're bullies.
no way. I was done when they advertised Pitch Perfect in the middle of it. I knew it was probably going to be a pretty crappy trailer.
You know, the best thing about those tag runs, it's always like, the people that brought you this, it's like,
yeah.
Like sister producer.
It's like, are you trying to warn me not to watch this movie?
Exactly. Like the dude who delivered mail on the floor that somebody wrote Pitch Perfect on brings you Jim and the Holograms.
From the same YouTube, from the same big record company that picked up Imagine Dragon.
Jim. From the same industrial park that houses some of the props from Pitch Perfect.
Oh, good God.
Sorry, John. We get off track and just start doing this.
No, that's great. That's great. It was. I'm enjoying it.
So, you know, we're talking a little bit off the air about, you know, the name Only Beast. I didn't recognize it, but then when you said where it came from, I'm like, oh, okay. Can you reveal that to everyone else?
Yeah. Well, we were when we're trying to come up with a name. You know, I'm a huge comic book nerd. You know, I have a huge comic book collection. Danielle is also a huge comic book person, and we I was just flipping through a lot of my favorite trades, just trying to look for something that we could use for a name, and I'm a big fan of Hellboy, and there's a Hellboy book called The Wolves of St. August. It's a werewolf story, and there's a big splash page where the villain of the book turns into a werewolf, and there's this, you know, Hellboy's fighting him, and Hellboy says something like, "End of the line for you," and then he says, "End of the line for you, Grenier," which is the name of the character, and then the character says, "Grenier no more," and then on the next page he says, "Only Beast," and he turns into this giant werewolf, and it's this really cool splash page of a giant werewolf, and the word bubble, the only word bubble on the page says "Only Beast" in giant letters, and so that was, you know, I thought that was pretty cool, and when I when I brought it to the band, you know, they really liked it too, especially knowing where it came from.
Yeah.
But bringing it back to Comicpalooza, last year, Mike Mignola, the creator of Hellboy, was at Comicpalooza. Uh-huh. And so we went and we got to, you know, meet him and take pictures with him. And I took my big library edition of Hellboy that has that page in it, and we had him sign it to the band. You know, so and we told him about the band, and he was pretty pumped. He said that he's never heard of anyone naming a band or anything like that off of one of his references. So he was he thought that was pretty cool. And you know, I was super geeked out to get my comic book signed by Mike Mignola, you know, and to be able to tell him that story. So that was a really cool moment for us.
He's a really cool guy.
Yeah, he was really nice. He was really nice. We got a lot of autographs from him, and I bought some art from him, and we took pictures and all. We geeked out pretty hardcore.
Yeah, we managed to interview him. at like 8 in the morning after going to sleep at 5. So.
We just kept asking him when's Hellboy 3. Okay.
I know, right? Waiting for that too. I'm waiting for that as well.
No, he does not like that question. So
yeah, I hear he gets asked it a lot. Apparently,
it's a good thing the name of your band isn't Hellboy 3.
No, and we didn't ask him that either. But we would like to be able to use like the image or the font. So we're thinking about maybe asking him if we could just use even the word bubble, you know, on a future like drum head or something like that, or or something, just to bring that element from the comic books into our band.
I like how you suggested on the drum head, you know, just like, yeah, right away on my instrument, let's put that in.
Right.
Wait, correct me, you either have really hairy hands that look like werewolf hands, but on your Sky profile pic, are you wearing, like, werewolf gloves?
Those are werewolf gloves that okay. that somebody gave me. They were a gift, and I took them out to a show, and I was going to try and play drums with them, but I think they're too... they don't have enough grip on the inside, so I ended up not doing it. But I did take them to the show, and Danielle snapped that picture.
Well, time to act like Jerry Rice and put some sticky stuff in those gloves.
Yeah.
sports jokes. Oh, no one cares.
No sports. No sports. Sports nerds, ball. Right?
So these are a bunch of nerds. I don't really get the sports references. I guess you could be a sports nerd, but I'm more.
Yeah. What position was Jerry Rice in cricket?
So John, it's been a pleasure having you on here. I'm sorry we exposed you to Imagine Dragons and also to the Gem trailer.
my life will never be the same.
When is Only Beast playing at Comicpalooza?
We are playing at 1:30 on Saturday.
No!
What's going on at 1:30 on Saturday?
We're doing our live podcast at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, right at 2 o'clock, run out there and
yeah.
Set.
We'll do our best.
We're really excited to be playing Comicpalooza.
We're excited to see you at Comicpalooza.
I mean, like I said, I'm a huge comic book nerd, so I'm excited to see Kevin Eastman, you know, one of the creators of the Ninja Turtles, is going to be there. I have a bunch of books that I want him to sign. Walt and Louise Simonson, who did a lot of really amazing Thor stuff, you know, the Beta Ray Bill stuff. Yes. Right? I'm excited to see them and get some of my books signed. There's a couple other artists that I'm excited to see, and then Stan Lee, you know, we got a picture with him last year, but it's kind of like that thing of, I mean, you kind of want to see him every chance you get, so you know, I'm always excited about Stan Lee, and pretty excited about some of the celebrities they have this year, like Summer Glau. You know, I have a Serenity poster I'd like to get signed and stuff like that.
I can't stand lines, so that's, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, after the show, when I hang out with Stanley, yeah, then I'll be like, hey, what's up, Stanley? Yeah.
What's up, Stan?
It's LCR. Oh, that's what he'll say to you.
Exactly. I want you to drop all your social media links right now so people can check you out.
Oh yeah, well, Facebook is probably the best way to get to see all of our content. Facebook.com/onlybeast, or we're also on Bandcamp, and then
we're on Twitter at We Are Only
Beast. And yeah, our Twitter is We Are Only Beast.
And also Instagram is We Are.
And Instagram is also We Are Only Beast, so you can follow us there as well.
And angelcity.com/onlybeast.
No, it's got Only Beast.
Or Angel Fire.
Angel Fire, yeah. GeoCities or something like that, right?
One of those still exists, though.
Yeah, we actually have onlybeast.com, but that is where that website is still under construction for now. We're working on our new album. We're actually, we just did our second recording session on the new album this last weekend. So as soon as we get the... Yeah, we're recording at Sugar Hill, so as soon as we as soon as we get that kind of ready to come out, you'll see more content on the on our actual website.
Awesome. Well, it was a blast having you, and hopefully after we get done with our live podcast, we can run over and, you know, catch a little bit of the show.
Yeah.
If not, you're a local band, so we have to come out and watch you regardless, you know.
Oh yeah, thank you. We also have a show this Saturday at Rudyard's. We're going to be playing at Rudyard's. It's actually our singer's. It's Danielle's birthday also, so it's kind of like a birthday party / show.
Well, I'm celebrating my birthday that night, so.
Oh,
sorry.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday, man. Double birthday. All right.
Double birthday. Well, no, mine's the 15th. but on my actual birthday night, I'm going to be online playing video games with people.
That's it doesn't sound like a better way to spend it.
So once again, thank you. Remember, check out Only Beast at all their social media links. We're going to go ahead and leave you with one of their other tracks from Live at Not So. This is Jin, and we'll be right back after this.
Baby, I'll bring you back. Tied up,
right, so that was Jin from Only Beast. You can, of course, find them at onlybeast.bandcamp.com. Well, we've been talking a lot about Comic Palooza. We're on our way to Comic Palooza. I think we're, what, a week and a half towards it? I don't know.
I'm going to start hitchhiking up there right now.
It just seems so close. It sucks, you know, like tomorrow it's going to be like next Wednesday.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Tomorrow will be Wednesday. Yes.
No, tomorrow will be next Wednesday. That's what it's going to feel like.
No. By the time it's Wednesday now, right? I mean.
No, it's Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Wednesday. Yeah. This is a live show.
Tomorrow will be Thursday.
Yeah.
We did want to say congratulations to Kyle Hammond. He won the family four-pack that we were giving away on our page. I'm glad you got them. Enjoy them, because you can never win anything from Space City Nerd again.
Ever.
I'm just kidding. You can do whatever.
You are forever marked.
Also, we just kind of wanted to hit on the party details. We went to Neil's bar, kind of talked to Neil, sat down, did some business with him.
It's business time.
Sorry. We had business time in the back room.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. It's not a joke, guys. He did. We talked business.
It's not an innuendo. It's just... we honestly went to the office and had a talk. Anyways. Jeez, Sean. Stop trying to turn everything sexual.
Saying. Okay, I'll leave my innuendo out of this.
Innuendo. But no, we hammered down all the details. We're going to have an amazing party for you guys. Get there early, unless you are going to be part of our golden ticket shower. The next week and a half, we will be just throwing out golden tickets. Yep. What these golden tickets do are they get you in. If you come in before 11 o'clock, you get to skip the entire line and just walk up to the door guy and be like, I need to come in because I have a golden ticket. And you and a guest will be allowed. Actually, I'm gonna explain the rules right now.
Okay.
You have to come in there with your guest. All right. There's no re-entry once you get your golden ticket. Your golden ticket band, sorry. It does not give you VIP privileges, which you will see when you get there. We're not even going to mention VIP stuff anymore after
this.
Yeah,
what's VIP?
VIP. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. And you have to show the doorman the secret message that we're going to give you and stuff like that. And basically that's the advantage. Last year by 9:30 we were at capacity and there was a line forming. We're trying to give a couple of lucky people a chance to skip that line and get in, as long as they get in there before 11 o'clock with a guest. And I guess we can give out one of the first pairs here. What do you guys think?
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. What do they have to do?
I don't know. What do they have to do?
Send us dick pics. Oh, no. Bad idea.
Or best idea.
Send us, like, what are your favorite memories of a Comic Palooza or a con memory? Like a cool con memory or a cool awkward, whatever memory. You want to send it to our emails?
No.
It's a memory of a dick pic.
No, just message or comment on the podcast post that we do when you're looking at this and all that. Just comment on there, you know, who you're most looking forward to seeing at Comic Palooza. We'll make it simple for this one. We got a couple pairs. And we'll grab everybody. We'll give it away on the next show.
Right.
Sound good?
Yeah. Like the first one's the easy one to get.
The first one's easier. The other one.
Bar is super low on this one.
The other one, by the end of the amount of golden tickets that we're going to be giving away, you might have to send us a dick pic.
Yeah. This comment, it doesn't even have to have proper spelling.
Yeah. Or grammar, whatever. This is just whatever.
It could just be a picture of a memory of something.
If you want to draw Stan Lee in like MS Paint and just put it on there, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you comment, who you want to see at Comic Palooza, you're going to be automatically entered into the chance to win a golden ticket.
A golden ticket shower.
As part of our golden ticket shower. So, so that's about... We've had a very long show, so the closing, this is it right here. We're going to go ahead and take off. Remember, we'll be back next week with a very special guest. Not going to reveal who yet. We're very excited. Or I know Sean and I are like, oh, man, I can't believe this guest is going
to yes.
be. Rex and Ryan are kind of like, who?
Yeah, all right.
First
yeah,
name but, rhymes with well. Anta. Last name rhymes with Claws.
Yeah, because their parents never loved them, and they don't know who Santa Claus is.
Hey, I'm Filipino. We don't have Santa Claus.
What do you have?
I don't know. We put our shoes out in the like in the balcony, and then they get filled with candy. And then they're like, "Great,
are you serious?
Shoe
like
candy."
You're actually yeah. closer to the real legend of Santa Claus than we are as yeah. white people.
Yeah, it's like great shoe candy, but we did appropriate some of the Western and then some of the Western Christmas stuff. And then we
you're more that's what I'm saying. You're more Western than we are on that one.
Yeah.
Well, no. So, yeah, in Mexico. In Mexico, up until not too long ago, it wasn't Santa Claus. It was like the three wise men.
That makes sense because they're the ones who brought gifts.
Yeah. You wouldn't get presents until January 6th.
Well, I mean, Santa Claus was really only invented from the Night Before Christmas poem.
Oh, I thought you said The Nightmare Before Christmas.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I thought Santa Claus was invented by Coca-Cola to sell more Coke.
Mm-hmm. And polar bears.
Polar bears do not exist. They're invented by Coca-Cola to also sell more Coke.
Your shoes by the door so the polar bears can put Coca-Cola in them, and then they fly off with Santa Claus.
This podcast brought to you by Coca-Cola and Imagine Dragons.
Yo. And Faygo Moon Mist.
Now that you said Faygo Moon Mist, we are going to have, not Faygo Moon Mist, but we will be having moon drugs at the party. You guys, with the Betacon theme, really wanted to see this. We paid some money to the Russians to bring us some, so there will be moon drugs, no doubt, at the party.
Yeah, yeah, they got from the moon, especially. Exactly. You know, the Russians has a base on the moon. Y'all don't know that during the, because everyone's all hush-hush about it during the Cold War, but the Russian does have a base on the moon, and they gathered us some moon drugs, and then we had to pay a very fine price for you to enjoy moon drugs.
Moon dollars. Yeah, shout out to Elon Musk for harboring that deal.
Yeah, and...
What does Elon Musk smell like?
Oh, God. Also, come in your costumes. We will be having a costume contest. Last year, I just became really crazy. We found out someone has Bender tattooed on their butts. And we had that guy from Game of Thrones judge our costume contest.
His butt was like a foot away from his face.
Exactly. So.
And that dude worked on Game of Thrones, so you know there was lots of man butt around there.
So expect the same craziness times maybe one or two for this this year. Once again, it's the unofficial after party for that certain con that's going on at George R. Brown. May 22nd and 23rd at Neil's Bar. Golden tickets will only get you in on the 23rd, but on the 22nd we have some really cool guests. Crunkwitch and Josh Crow and Ryan Wells will be performing. So we expect to see you guys out there and help us pack that bar again. Mm-hmm. So, all right, well, it's been a long show. On behalf of myself, Sean, Rex, and Ryan, good night, Space City.
Bye.
Night.
Godspeed.